Begin the current daf. Masech the Shabbos daf kuf tezayin. Begin on the base. Begin with Tesh Damaso. It begins words the Gemara. Shmuel damek Reb Nachami. He says like Reb Nachami. Tesh will explain that according to this answer, Shmuel is not really arguing on Rav Lalacha. And that is, he said that Rav Ashi brought that Shmuel says that even Shalibiz Manadrasha in the base of Medrash, you now read from Ksuvim. And it says that that was said like Reb Nachami, who he says the reason is because that Kavochemet Ashtari Jaitis says Tesh. Therefore, but like Polygad Rav, therefore, comes that Shmuel actually does not disagree with Rav regarding the permissibility of reading Suvim not at the time of the Drasha. Because the Shabbat might, he agrees, the Lemasin, according to the interpretation of a Mishnah, the reason is because of Bittel Beis HaMedrash, the Kohen Shlub is Man Beis HaMedrash. You're allowed to read it at a time when it's not during the Beis HaMedrash. Hello, Bolamer, rather, what he's coming to say is Rem Nechemi, Polygad Rav, it's just that he comes to Rem Nechemi disagrees with Allah, the Mishnah, because you have old Shabbos, you have that Kabbalchimer from Shtori to Shtori Had Yaitis. Continue next Tuesday, and that begins with the words of the Gemara that we just mentioned. The Koshkin Mishtari Gates, and that's what Nechemi holds, that the Kabbalchemi is for sure to mundane documents. What is the Shtari Gates? Which was in Korgim Nechemi. That's why you can't read even Ksuvim on Shabbos, told in the Kabbalchemi the Shtari Gates. So, Pesach, and Drash explains, Igris, it's letters. Says Tuesday, the attainment's a wonder. Because the Nago Eilim Likris Biksam, Igris Hashluchim, and Makam Makam, the custom of the world is actually to read writings and letters that come from different places when there's a letter. And therefore, it would be difficult to say that that's what we're saying is forbidden. Well, the Talmud Madishar says to move it for sure is permitted. The ruin lots of its luchas. You can take this letter and you can use this stuff up your flask. So, many other attempts to read the Lake Shtari Gates. No, what's called Shtari Gates is Ela Shtari Chavis. His documents and deeds, okay, it's been things like that. Well, Igor is sorry, but letters are permitted. To Pa'am Sheshman Kuch never something to get a letter, and it's a life and death matter. And therefore, it wouldn't make sense that they said that that's forbidden. More of a state of affiliation, even if the person knows it's not a life and death matter, Matrabeintam, still Rebeintam says it's permitted to read. Because the Labashar Yatis, it's not a mundane document. Kimichin Torah Macha Kasma, you don't need for what's written inside of it. Because he knows what's in the letters. He knows it's not something of substance. So he's not going to come to be involved in his business documents on Shabbos. And if he doesn't know what's inside of it, maybe therefore that it is a very important matter and it is life and death. And if it's permitted. So it sounds like this from the Yeshama. The comment that Yeshama says, "Menema inkar mikid bekadosh." Why can't write read the holy writings on Shabbos? The Ksuvim and they should story greatest like Reb Nachami because of mundane documents. And Yeshama explains a little bit more. Shemato emaleshuvimot because if he's allowed to afuim, he's also going to say, "Okay, if I'm allowed to read my documents and all these things, ma bekachem esasik b'shtarasa." What's the difference if I'm involved with my documents? Now, Mashman sounds like Dafka Kein Chayvitz or Shtaris coming that the whole concern is things like documents and deeds and those types of things that might bring to business matters, but regarding regular letters, says Taisa, sounds like it's not a problem. And says Taisa, Bechim Perish Rashi, come on, Rashi himself actually explains this later on the Kof Mem Tas. When it talks about the decree not to read from a mundane document, the B'shtari Mekamem come on, that's talking about regarding business types of documents. And Bechim Higi, Beperish Ksabiyot, so too, it was edited in Rashi's own interpretation over here, that again, it's like Taisa is saying. Now, Omiyu, however, Taisa says, although he's saying it's only regarding business things, but regarding the world history, wars that are written in other languages, Nilar Ben Yehuda Dasla Einmet. So it appears Rabbi Yehuda that is forbidden to analyze on Shabbos, to study, because the late Gar Mahatma Tanya Perek Shal is not any less than what the Gemara says later on of Kovim Tezman of, Ksav Shetach Zatuba the Yukonis, the inscription, the writings that's beneath a picture, a form, also Likas Ben Shabbos is not read on Shabbos. So therefore, this whole history book for sure is not less than that. And Afel Bechale, and he says, even during the weekday, they had to read Mihita. The read doesn't know who permitted people to be reading these things. It's like a Mechaleitzim. It's like a gathering of scoffers. This is Narishkeit and Shtusim. Forget about Shabbos. Even during the weekday, one should not be able to read these things. The next Tuesday, begins words the Gemara, Pligri Tiltal Bechulum. Which is going to explain that where do we find this Mechaleitzim, Shimon Rabban, regarding the moving of the skin? The Gemara brought a Braisa. That relates to the halacha of the Mishnah regarding when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. You're going to skin it until the breast, so that as long as you get a day more. The Chacham, you skin the whole thing. The Gemara brings that the Chacham, they brought a proof for their opinion from our Mishnah, which is said you could say the container of the Sefer with the Sefer itself, even though inside is money. So Rashi ultimately explains that there's a machlik is in 2 points. One regarding the melacha of hafshata, and one regarding tiltal of mukta. And what they were telling him was, if you're allowed to save the tikka sefer with the sefer, for sure you should be able to save, that you should be able to move the skin of the carbon because of the meat. Now, Pirish, Tais explains what that means to say is, what's their machlik is regarding the mukta part, that's achash and nifshit kala urpligi, after the whole animal was skinned. The Rabbanan, sure, Latal, the Rabbanan say, okay, now you're allowed to go ahead and move it. Why? Because you still need to go ahead for the meat. You still need the skin for the meat so that the meat doesn't get dirty. So you still need the skin, although it's totally skin. You need it, and then you can still move it. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's forbidden. But says, but if it would only be skin up until the breast, Charlotte Kula, I won't tell them, I won't agree that you're allowed to move it. It's obvious later on that Tay's going to explain. So, therefore, that can't be their machlekes when it's only to the breast. It has to be when it's all the way skin. But that Tay's bothered. It says, but Rabbi Shmuel doesn't allow it to be skin. We're talking about Erev Pesach, right? Where that's when you bring the carbon and you're only able to skin it now. So, how could the machlekes be regarding the tilt of it when Erev Pesach is Shabbos? When it's totally skinned, if Rabbi Shmuel only allows you to skin it up until the breast. So Tez has two approaches. Either Mekamal completely, but Mufshir Kula, yes, the dispute is when you totally skin the whole thing, you're going to off of Hershon. You violated, yeah, you skinned more than you were supposed to. And now we're discussing, okay, is it a Muksa or not? Or you know, another approach is between Musaf and Matomat, not the Kam Pesach, Matomat Kam, Matomat the Kam Musaf, the Mutzlav Shidin. Then you let us skin it all the way on Shabbos. And that was their Machlek, is regarding, okay, now are you allowed to move the skin that was skinned with the meat, so that the meat doesn't get dirty or not, that their machleik is regarding, not only their machleik is regarding hafshata, but also regarding, their machleik is regarding tiltel, and that's where the Chamatim bring a raya from the Mishnah, from the Tikka Sefer, Im HaSefer.